Welcome to the Booze Buddy Update. Say it right. Good vibrations and rums you'll love. Say it right. And thanks to Nick C. for sending this one in. Carlsberg is celebrating over 175 years of brewing. When you've been around that long, you have a uniquely local name and you move into a place where people can't say your name. How do you make certain that people will learn it quickly? Well, you could work with Happiness Saigon, set up and install an AI-powered billboard that teaches people to say your name right and rewards them with a free beer if they actually do. Actually, you just had to be close and say Carlsberg. It's nearly impossible to say the proper name there, though a few people did and were also properly rewarded for their efforts. You can check out the fun video that you'll find linked, as who doesn't like to see somebody get a free beer, and the full story at the link. I'm serious though, Carlsberg, call me. I'm pretty sure Northwestern Vermont needs this. Call me. Metallica's blackened whiskey is very, very good. I've had it again, and I will go back and have it yet again. Is it all because of the good vibrations from their music pumped into the barrels, or is it simply because of the process from a master like Rob Dietrich who knows what he's doing? So what's the deal? Why is blackened whiskey, and why are other spirits makers vibrating their barrels too? The process is simple. The vibrations, whether from subwoofers, headphone-wearing barrels, trains, boats, or whatever, means more contact between the wood and the whiskey or liquor being used. Because those vibrations force more contact, the thought is that it will impart more flavor in less time than something just sitting in storage. Though the process seems simple, it still requires a lot of work and soundproofing so people nearby aren't driven crazy. It's happening with other rock bands too, like Led Zeppelin. See who else and how at the show notes. The third story after this, the Booze Buddy Update is brought to you by Green Mountain Payments, helping local business owners save thousands of dollars by providing complimentary credit card processing equipment and zero-cost credit card processing. Visit greenmountainpayments.com or posandzero.com today. Rums you'll love. Several different ones to flavor your eggnog and generally foggin' your noggin this holiday season. Eggnog is a unique drink. I've only ever had it when it's cold, mainly because it's served warm and it's a great way to come in from the cold. So thanks to wine enthusiasts who did the hard work and found some of the best rums for your eggnog. Yes, you could let the nog take the spotlight and use a silver or white rum, but it's great to have something that plays off the flavors like the cinnamon and nutmeg, which many rums do, especially those that are barrel-aged. A quick eggnog hack? Just buy the non-alcoholic versions and then spice them up and spike them up to make one that's still uniquely yours without all the hard work. Most of these rums on the list are pretty reasonably price-wise, though they do have a few dancing up around and over $100, but several are between $20 and $50. Go check out some tips and recommendations at the link. Remember to stay safe, drive sober, and support the booze that supports your local community. Have a comment, question, or suggestion? Just reach out to me, boozebuddyupdate.com.